Maybe at the stake? Come on, let's get serious. It's time to fear the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, retired neurosurgeon who's done amazing work going over the scientific literature and summarizing it for us so we can give these ideas to our listeners. There is so much to health now that really is becoming increasingly apparent, tremendous amounts of research, but the average physician, the average individual has never heard of it. Russell, go right ahead. We're going to be talking about concussions tonight.
Yeah, we'll start out with that, Stan. Concussions are something that is becoming a major problem. It's estimated about 1.5 million concussions occur every year in the United States, and that's probably underestimated as many times. A greater number of concussions that are never reported, and this includes things in which you don't actually lose consciousness. We used to think that it was a concussion, you had to lose consciousness. Now we know you can just be sort of addled for a minute, and that constitutes a concussive injury. Just in football alone, counting all the different high school, college, and professional football, there's anywhere from 100,000 to 300,000 concussions occurring every year. So this is a major problem. Now, what they've recognized, which has really changed the whole spectrum of this, is that with these concussions, we're seeing a group of these athletes are developing a chronic progressive degeneration of their brain that resembles both clinically and pathologically Alzheimer's disease, and in many cases, a mixture of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. This was rather shocking because everybody assumed that when you have a concussion, there's no real significant physical damage and the recovery is complete. But what they found out is that in these athletes and others that are having repetitive small concussions, some of them are triggering some sort of event that makes the brain long after the concussions have stopped to deteriorate and produce these pathologic changes in the brain that look like Alzheimer's disease, mainly what we call the hyperphosphorylated tau, and less so the amyloid deposits in the brain. Now, several athletes have now been recognized to have that. First, we were looking at boxers, because one would expect in a sport in which you're purposely striking the head throughout 15 rounds, one would expect over the years to develop this degeneration. We call this punch drunk syndrome. But what we found was that in these athletes that were playing other sports, they're also developing this punch drunk like syndrome after many years of playing. Now it's included other sports like soccer, hockey. These players are dying early, and several have committed suicide, and some have even committed homicide. It includes professional wrestlers who undergo a lot of concussions during their tenure. So the big quiz, the big question in everybody's mind, well, what could cause the brain to keep deteriorating years after these concussions? Well, I presented the...
Well, you hold that thought. Russell will be back in just a moment here. You go right ahead.
Well, I presented, along with my colleague, Joe Maroon, who's a professor of neurosurgery at the University of Pittsburgh.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Develop progressive neurological brain diseases, time. And of course, Dr. Blaylock has written extensively on excitotoxins, the effect of MSG, effect of aspartame, other chemicals on the brain which cause a stimulation and inflammation. Well, of course, it's his contention that when you have a blow to the head, why you'll tend to get inflammation of the brain cells as well, and ordinarily it could clear up in a week or a couple of weeks. But certainly when this happens repeatedly, why, of course, then they begin to get just chronic inflammation, release of cytokines, and it begins to set up a vicious cycle within the brain which doesn't respond. And so these people, they'll go on, they get punch struck, and they'll just never get recovery. It's almost as if they had premature Alzheimer's disease, and we see younger people, more and more younger people getting this sort of thing. We see many of the of our athletes who've just been brilliant during their careers, and yet their brains are not functioning well. 10, 20, 30 years after they've retired from sports. So you pick up the story there. You were talking about the release of cytokines. And what are cytokines? How do they fit into this inflammatory picture? And how do they influence the recovery of the brain? Or certainly prevent the recovery of the brain?
Well, the microglia, which is the brain's immune cell, when they become activated with concussion, they secrete these inflammatory chemicals called cytokines. Now, the purpose of the cytokines is some of them, like tumor necrosis factor alpha and interleukin 1 alpha and beta, they act as things that try to stimulate healing of the brain, protection of the brain. But that only occurs if they're in lower concentration and it's for a short period of time. If these chemicals hang around too long, they have an opposite effect. They start destroying brain cells, brain cell connections, synapses, and dendrites. So we know with this syndrome, what we're seeing is an elevation of these inflammatory cytokines. And at the very same time, these same cells, these microglia, are secreting high concentrations of glutamate and aspartic acid and another one called quinolinic acid. These are excitotoxins. Now, this is not coming from the diet. This comes from in the brain itself. These cells manufacture these chemicals. And what we see in people who have this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or what we call CTE, is that this process gets stuck. And so rather than what normally happens and it reverses and stops, their process just continues for years and years and years, decades. And all of these chemicals are slowly destroying connections and brain cells and particular parts of the brain. And so they start having all of these symptoms, and the common symptoms we see with this syndrome is they start having difficulty with their memory. They get disoriented, confused, difficulty thinking clearly. They complain of headaches, dizziness. They'll have weakness sometimes, numbness in an arm or leg, loss of balance. Sometimes they undergo behavioral changes. They'll have outbursts of anger that they can't control, become severely depressed, homicidal, suicidal. Several of the NFL athletes have committed suicide. In fact, one of them wrote a letter and said that he wanted his brain examined for this syndrome, and he shot himself in the heart and donated his brain for study. And sure enough, when they examined it, they found he had the changes of this CTE. Well, I wrote up this paper, and this is the first hypothesis that can explain this syndrome. No one else had dreamed of a way that this ongoing process could occur. So what we're waiting now for is confirmation and more studies to see, is this indeed true? Well, there's a study that was done on people who have head injuries to look and see if they have this microglial activation. And this was done with a special type PET scanning, which can scan the living brain just for activation of these immune cells in the brain, the microglia. And sure enough, even 6 months after the injury, these brain cells were still highly active. And when they, in other studies, measured the glutamate levels in the spinal fluid of people who had concussions, they not only found elevated glutamate levels, but they could determine the prognosis of the injury, how well they were going to do in the long run, as to how high this glutamate level went. So we're starting to get some pretty good studies to back up this hypothesis to show that this most likely is what's going on in the brain. The problem is there's so many small children playing these sports, soccer and football and things, that are getting these concussions and getting them repeatedly. They found that even soccer players who hit the ball with their head repeatedly are developing this CTE pathologic changes. So this is a concern of both the professional athlete as well as amateurs and small children playing these games. And, of course, even in roughhousing, you know, where a child will get a slight concussion several times in a row over, say, a month or so, the same process can occur. So this is something of very deep importance, something we need to solve and decide, well, what do you do about this? How do you prevent it? Is there a way to prevent it? Well, of course, I've spent most of my adult career in study of excitotoxicity and finding ways to reverse it and prevent it. And interestingly, there's a great number of natural occurring compounds that can protect the brain against both of these processes. In other words, the whole immunoexcitotoxicity process. One of the most impressive has been curcumin. Curcumin is an extract of flavonoid that we find in the spice turmeric. We've known that turmeric is a very powerful anti-cancer agent. It's quite powerful in dispersing inflammation. And when you extract this curcumin, the curcumin seems to be the power molecule in there. And you concentrate it, we find that it has a very powerful anti-inflammatory effect and will protect the brain against the cytotoxicity as well. So it appears to be a very, very good candidate for protecting against this syndrome and for treating it in people that already have it occurring. The problem we have with curcumin is absorption. It's not well absorbed from the GI tract, but there's ways to bypass that. Two of the major ways is to mix it with an oil. It's very oil-soluble, and that increases absorption anywhere from 7 to 11 fold. Or you can do what we call nanosizing. And what that does is it breaks the molecules down into much smaller sizes, but keeps the molecule intact, so it can be absorbed, more easily. And when they've done this experimentally, find you get really good absorption, not only through the GI tract, but also into the brain. And once it enters the blood, it enters the brain very easily. What I do with the curcumin is mix it with extra virgin olive oil or MCT oil. Both of them are very good solvents for this curcumin and dramatically increase the absorption. That's one of the prime candidates. Well, we've also found that things like resveratrol also inhibits immunoid cytotoxicity. And it's pretty well absorbed, and once it's absorbed into the blood, it gets into the brain very easily and appears to be particularly potent at inhibiting its cytotoxicity. The green tea extract, there's certain components in green tea, and even higher in white tea, that is very powerful at protecting the brain against its toxins and its toxicity effects. The component epigallocatechin gallate, which we call EGCG, this component of the white tea appears to be the most potent at inhibiting both the immune part of it and the cytotoxicity. And studies have shown that in the mouse model of Alzheimer's disease, it very powerfully prevents the pathological changes of Alzheimer's. As does curcumin. We find that quercetin also plays a significant role in reducing inflammation in the brain. It's also fat soluble. The gamma tocopherol, which is the vitamin E, the component of vitamin E that has a very potent anti-inflammatory effect, is highly protective also against cytotoxicity. The tocotrienol, which is a type of vitamin E, is also very, very protective against the cytotoxicity. So the idea is to mix all of these together in the diet, supplementation. And some of our non-scientific studies on people who have this syndrome, some have shown rather dramatic reversals. Have done very well. Something's improved dramatically. So we're in the process of trying to put this together into a supplement that will protect these athletes against this type of injury.
Well, you know, it's really amazing that the food substances, which are so readily available, you know, when properly used, can have a profound physiological effect on various structures of our body, and specifically this one of brain function. Go right ahead.
Well, since we've discovered these things, that it's so protective against free radical damage to the brain, it's protective against image.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Of vitamin E, tocopherol, tea, all of these things have a beneficial effect of quieting down the inflammation of the brain. The only question is, how could you possibly utilize this with people who have had minor head injuries so that you don't trigger off this chronic excitotoxicity, and then, of course, begin this whole cascading effect. And then Russell is talking about ketones, their fat products. But if you have a high ketone level in your body, why, of course, it quiets down the inflammation of the brain as well. And, of course, you get the ketones if you fast. And certainly if you've ever gone on to a fast, you notice that you your mind seems to work better, and that's because you're actually burning ketones. You have these byproducts of fat metabolism, and it has a profound impact on the brain. And does that tend to quiet down this chronic inflammation as well?
Yeah, the results are quite remarkable in reducing the inflammation in the brain, and it's highly protective against the cytotoxicity. The other benefits of this ketogenic diet is that it's used to treat intractable seizures. These are people who have hundreds of seizures a day, and no combinations of drugs, anti-seizure drugs, are able to control the seizures. Well, they put them on these ketogenic diets, and a large percentage of them are controlled, and you can remove a lot of the drugs. So it tends to reduce the seizures, and of course seizures are driven by cytotoxicity as well. Another exciting area of the ketogenic diet is they tested it on people who have glioblastoma, one of the worst tumors you could get. It's a highly malignant cancer of the brain. It's the most common type of tumor of the brain, malignant tumor. And death rate from glioblastoma has not changed in the last 40 years, despite many attempts to use a combination of chemotherapy. Well, interestingly, a radiologist's mother developed a glioblastoma, and she put herself on a ketogenic diet, and her tumor shrank and disappeared. All this was confirmed by PET scanning and MRI scanning. Long as she stayed on the ketogenic diet, the tumor did not recur. Well, after more than a year, she lived, you know, much longer than a person normally would. She got tired of being on the diet, so she stopped it, and the tumor came back. But as long as she was on the diet, the tumor stayed away. Well, we know that cancer cells can only metabolize sugar. They're unable to metabolize ketones the way normal cells are, which explains why the tumor cannot survive if you're on a ketogenic diet. They also combine this with a deoxyglucose, which inhibits glucose even further, making the cell more dependent on the ketone. And the experimental results using on human tumors implanted in animals, quite dramatic, pancreatic cancers, lung cancers, breast cancers of every kind, dry up and disappear. Because they cannot survive on these ketones.
And this is then why, of course, if you can get people with cancer, rather than giving them chemotherapy and radiation, if you can just get them off of sugar and change their diet, at least some of them will improve. And I know I've lost so many friends with the cancer of the prostate, and yet I have one lady who certainly went on Mexico, and she got some treatments there, but she transformed her diet. And, you know, 10 years, 15 years later, with the cancer of the prostate, she's doing well. But doctors just don't understand this because we're told, oh, you have to cut it out or burn it out or give them chemotherapy. And yet, of course, there's a whole different field out here where you alter the immune system or certainly you alter the metabolism. And, of course, as Dr. Blaylock is saying, these tumors have to have sugar, and you take away the sugar, put them on a ketogenic diet, at least some of these people will actually improve. Russell, is that true?
Well, I'm talking about the most malignant tumor known, and then this woman, it completely disappeared.
Right.
That's just unknown through any chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is highly unsuccessful in these tumors. So it has a tremendous potential to get rid of some of the worst of the cancer.
All right, well, you hang on there. I guess it's Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're just talking about some of the treatments that they're working on to help people with chronic concussions.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the...
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Going into the background of MSG and aspartame, which are so many of our foods today, and it is totally disastrous as far as the people who utilize them. You really want to get the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life at, of course, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. So we have those three books, and of course we have a couple of four tape sets. We have a couple of DVDs that Dr. Blaylock has done. We have one on vaccines and brain development, and certainly one that goes into the background of what is the one, the DVD that you put out going into the relationship between nutrition and certain emotional problems?
That's called Nutrition and Behavior.
Nutrition and Behavior. We carry this. I think it's a very, very important DVD. So, and then, of course, we have a talk that Dr. Blaylock gave for us on certainly on the background of aluminum and its dangers as well. So we have a great deal of information, but this subject of certainly how you can utilize nutrition to prevent from developing the chronic neurological diseases, simulating Alzheimer's in our many of our young people and the professional athletes who are getting recurrent concussions. Dr. Blaylock, go right ahead.
Well, this whole idea of the effect of the sugars versus ketones applies to a lot of diseases. One of the effects of a high sugar diet, and the Western diet is just saturated with sugar and high glycemic carbohydrates. What these do is they cause the body to produce a lot of inflammation. Every organ, every tissue in the body, the brain included. We know that people that consume diets that are high in sugar and high in these carbohydrates have a much higher instance of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's. They have poor brain function. They have more joint pain, more inflammatory disorders than people who follow diets that restrict these sugars. So the sugars are playing a major role in human disease. It's not just diabetes. Diabetes is a major killer along with the metabolic syndrome. Now, the interesting thing is that if you feed animals, young animals, right after they're born, just a few doses of MSG, glutamate, a high percentage of them will become grossly obese, and they develop what's called a metabolic syndrome, which is hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and the change in the blood lipids, in other words, the high cholesterol, high LDL cholesterol, etc., triglycerides. So we know that MSG can produce these syndromes. And by producing insulin resistance when you feed it to very young animals, you produce lifelong inflammation. Well, we know inflammation is the major cause of cancer, so they have higher cancer rates. We know that it's a major trigger for brain disorders of all kinds, strokes, multiple sclerosis, all of the degenerative brain disorders, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS. So the diet is making a tremendous difference in our susceptibility and incidence of all these major diseases. Yet it's the thing that's least emphasized by the medical profession and the government agencies that are supposedly concerned with health. In fact, the so-called food pyramid contributed to the death of tens of millions of people. This pyramid had people getting 70% of their calories from sugars and carbohydrates, the worst of the carbohydrates. You couldn't have designed a worse diet for humans. So this contributed to millions of cases of death by heart attacks, strokes, degenerative brain disorders, cancer, just general deterioration of the body. And this was all promoted by the government. Every nutritionist was out telling patients they need to follow the food pyramid. Children were taught it in school, and people thought they were doing a healthy thing eating. The second thing that the government promoted and these so-called nutritionists was that we needed to convert from saturated fat the omega-6 type fat. That's things like corn oil, peanut oil, soybean oil.
That was the worst thing in the world you could have done.
You couldn't have thought of a worse thing dietarily to do, people. Well, they switched it from a saturated fat, in which even today there's very little studies that show harm by saturated fat. And almost no connection to heart attacks and strokes and saturated fat. Almost all of it's associated with a high intake of the very fat they tell people to consume to prevent heart attacks and strokes. Yet during this entire 100-year period that they've been telling us that, there's no study that shows omega-6 fats reduce the incidence of strokes and heart attacks. But there are studies that show that they increase.
I can remember where they said, oh, you want to give up butter, you know, you want to have margarine. That's the solution, to eat the margarine, but oh, stay away from butter and things like that. And for a time we did. And then as time went by, you suddenly began to realize they've been lying to us. And you're far better off eating butter than you are margarine. And this has been well known for a long time, and yet there are a lot of people to this very day who still believe the lie, and then we wonder why, because our health is so much poorer than people who live in Japan and many other countries throughout the world.
Well, in countries even like in the island of Crete, they consume a fair amount of saturated fat, yet they have one of the longest lifespans in the world, and they have resistance to a lot of diseases like smoking. They're heavy smokers, yet they have one of the lowest incidences of lung cancer in the European continent. The advice is being given by our nutritionists, by our medical profession, and by the government. It's the worst nutritional advice they could have ever given, and they've been given it for almost 100 years. Yet still, I hear patients all the time, and I hear doctors all the time tell people, you really need to watch your intake of saturated fat. When Dr. Atkins created his famous diet that was high-fat diet, and he said you can eat all the saturated fats you want to. Well, the medical profession went crazy. The big centers, medical centers, said that Dr. Atkins' diet was equivalent to mass murder. He was just going to be responsible for the death of millions of people because they'd have heart attacks and strokes and their cholesterol would just go out of the roof. Well, he died before he was vindicated, but after he died, they did studies on people that were placed on very high saturated fat diets, and what they found out is their cholesterol levels dropped, their LDL cholesterol level dropped, their triglycerides went very low, and so their whole lipid profile was perfect, to the surprise of everyone. Well, they repeated in a number of clinical studies all over the world. Everybody got the same thing. All of these lipids that they've been worrying about and crying over returned completely to normal when they were on this Atkins-type diet. Well, the Atkins diet is a ketogenic diet. So not only are you reducing your risk of heart attack strokes with it, you're also reducing your risk of developing cancers. You're reducing inflammation in your brain and other organs, reducing your risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and all these diseases. Yet the medical profession in unison was saying Atkins is crazy, and he's going to be responsible for the death of millions of people.
Well, you know, I think, Russell, though, you and I have both been doctors, and it's not that the doctors are malicious. It's just that they're being lied to by their leaders. They're being lied to by their medical journals. They're being lied to at the medical meetings. They're being lied to at school. And so they never hear the other side, and it's so difficult when you're a doctor to believe that these crazy, health food addicts and, vegetarians, and the people who are talking about such things as you're talking about could know more than they do. It's really sort of a matter of ego, I was always a little resentful. When patients came in and tried to tell me what was wrong with them, and after all, I was a doctor. Well, I've got a lot smarter since I left medicine and had a chance to read the scientific studies and analyze so many of the things. And it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen out there, listening audience, you are responsible for your health. I mean, the wonderful things that doctors can do, certainly as an orthopedic surgeon, we were able to do miraculous things, or at least we were able to perhaps use the body's healing capacity to do miraculous things. I'm not sure we did any miracles, but we did help an awful lot of people. And their open heart surgery, a lot of these things are really, of course, amazing, amazing things. But when it comes to nutrition, you better start looking into this information on yourself. And let me suggest Russell's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. My wife has read it through, and it's sort of like a Bible around our house as far as nutrition and health are concerned. But go right ahead, Russell.
Well, the problem with the medical profession, as you said, we both went through medical training, is that you're leaving college or the university, you go to this medical center, and you think you've arrived at Mecca. You're just very impressed by your professors and all this new information you've never heard before. And so you're really instilled with this sense that I've reached the pinnacle of education that has to do with medicine. And the problem I see looking retrospectively is that physicians don't read what's known. They read a few clinical journals, and that's it. And they, in the journals, they only read the clinical articles. They don't read the research articles. So when I do a study, for instance, on statins, and I read hundreds of articles that have to do with the deep research that's done on it and the clinical studies that involve the hard science, I see it in a totally different light than they do, because they're looking at it very superficially, and a lot of the articles they're reading are written by the pharmaceutical companies that are selling the drug. It's difficult to get the physician to contribute that much time to this study. Well, one, because he's got a very busy practice. He not only has a lot of patients to see, but he's got a lot of government forms to fill out, insurance forms, testimony in court cases, and, you know, it's the doctor is overwhelmed with work, and so he just doesn't feel like going home and wading through all of this research and reading these papers. But the information's in the journals. These are high-quality journals, all peer-reviewed. Everything I tell you is from major journals and major research. So all of this is known. It's just the poor physician, he doesn't have time to read it. He thinks he knows the best of the information. And so when you come and tell him that, well, Dr. So-and-so said that that's not right, he gets defensive. He thinks he's had the best of education, and so he doesn't want to listen to it.
You know, I think one of the best examples is Lipitor and this whole statin scam, and I call it the statin scam. I mean, Lipitor has made tens of billions of dollars for the producers, and they're still advertising it. And if you really look at the statistics of the people who take it and they don't, and they tell you, oh, there's a 30% reduction in strokes and heart attacks, you know, if you simply take our drug, well, it's really the difference between 3 in 100 and 2 in 100, and they make that 30% difference. Looks to me like about a 1% difference, and there's so many complications that come with it. A great scam, and yet, of course, most doctors prescribe these statin drugs, which are actually can lead to cancer, and they can lead to mental changes and damage to the brain, because it's mostly cholesterol, and you're lowering it artificially, and certainly you can tell them far more about it. But I think people have to understand that the doctors have been lied to, and they're prescribing drugs that many times are doing far more harm than good. A perfect example is Lipitor and the other statin drugs.
Well, the statin drugs are just so dangerous. I can't imagine that if anyone knew the real danger, they would ever prescribe one. For instance, one study looked at the prescribing of the lowest dose of Lipitor and the other statins, and found out that it increased peripheral neuropathy 14-fold. Now, that's on the lowest dose. Now, peripheral neuropathy is a horrible disorder. It causes intense pain in the legs, numbness, weakness. It can cause loss of bowel and bladder function, inability to walk. It's a severe disorder. And now they're recommending doses of statins that are 10 times higher than these original doses. So a lot of people out there are having peripheral neuropathy, and their doctors don't even know there's a link to statin drugs, even though it's been well established. Recently, a study came out that said statins reduce prostate cancer, particularly the most aggressive forms of prostate cancer. Well, I looked over the study that was available. Of course, it's a pre-released article. And then I looked at an article of a study that was much larger, better done, very intentionally done by people from the National Institutes of Health and major cancer centers. They found just the opposite, that statins drastically increased the number of highly aggressive cancers in people most vulnerable to prostate cancer, and that's obese men. So actually the truth was the statins increase aggressive cancer in men, not decrease it. But you see, the headlines that hit all the newspapers is statin reduced aggressive prostate cancer, which was a distortion. Now, if you look at most of these studies that are extolling the virtues of statin drugs, you find out almost all of them, the authors of the paper, are people getting lots of money from the makers of the statin drugs. The papers that are independent of these pharmaceutical companies are all finding horrible complications from statin drugs and very little usefulness. A statin drug is no better than taking an aspirin a day. A statin drug is certainly nowhere near as effective as taking curcumin or quercetin or DHA or omega-3 fatty acids. You know, the doctor has just been the victim of a huge scam. It's just unbelievable.
And but you know, certainly he's not, if he's listening to one of our programs, we got a lot of doctors listen. They know what's going on, but the average doctor really has no knowledge, and he's going to be insulted if you try to tell him.
Exactly.
Well, Russell, we're running to the edge of the program. Do you have a website, or do you want to tell people how they can get it?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Out where the truth lies as far as drugs, and then could put out a plea for a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Russell is coming from an evangelical Christian point of view, as I am. And as I mentioned, the longer I live, the more convinced I am of this fact, that God does intervene in the affairs of men, and he intervenes in everything. And you need to have a personal relationship with him, especially in times like this. Well, let me simply mention that we have a four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, the life-saving secrets. We really need to put all of the programs we've done with him into tape sets, and we will one of these days. We carry a number of the DVDs. We have vaccines and behavior. We have essentially vaccines and brain development. We have Dr. Blaylock's four-tape set on the dangers of aluminum. We have his books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. These are all vitally important. If you'd like to get a copy of the program you've just heard, they are available from Radio Liberty. Of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that they will be posted on my website for 6 weeks, and you can go there and pull them down. Or if you'd like, of course, you can get them from us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, the four-tape set on health-saving secrets. This cover various aspects of the things we've talked about through the years, and we always get Russell on, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times every year. And I learn every time we go over his research, because this is all he does. He does extensive research. He goes back to the original literature. And he will present you the things that certainly most doctors have never told when they go to the medical meetings, which are dominated by the drug companies that are selling his products at little or no good, and many of them do far more harm than they do good. There's some wonderful medicines out there, but most of them have been around for a long time, and they're not something that's just come being put on the market to make a lot of money. There are doctors who write glowing descriptions of these medications, knowing it's all a lie, but after all, we live in a godless world. We live in a world where there are no consequences for lying, and he who dies, who has the most choice when he dies, wins. At least that's what a lot of people think, and that really isn't true. We're answerable to God, and when you lie to sell a product, why, one day you're going to be held responsible either in this world or the next one. Well, we hope you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual foundation of what's going on. We hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and there, of course, if you go to Soundwave 2000, just go down to videos, why you can, the videos, why, of course, you can watch a lot of videos we posted there. We also, of course, do 5 hours of talk radio every day, and you can actually pull down at least 4 hours there at our archive. The archive, you can listen live. You can listen 24 hours a day to our programs. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll sure learn a lot. We have some wonderful, wonderful guests. We're so fortunate to have them. And then, of course, you can get our programs if you have an iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry. Certainly, you can get us 9 hours a day if you have a KU band satellite. 3 hours a day on shortwave. We have stations all across America. One of the things you can do to help us certainly would be to start making calls. If you want to know how to do it, go to our webpage, our homepage, scroll down to where it says donate, and then a little bit below that it talks about a script that you can use, just calling people you don't even know, telling them that they should be listening to Radio Liberty. And then we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Oh. sweet love and mercy more than life.
America. America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, you America, those spacious skies, God shed his grace on thee.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for this hour they're going to be the views of Roslyn Peterson. We're going to be talking about geoengineering of the climate. And it's so difficult for people to believe that they're actually able to control the weather today, but they can. I mean, this has been an incredibly dry year here on the West Coast. Certainly up the Sierras, they have hardly any snow. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to the Los Angeles and other of the major cities we have that depend upon the snowpack of the Sierras for the water for the people? They can create storms, they can create snow, they can alter the path of the jet stream. They know how to do all of these things. They know how to actually produce clouds. They certainly can do this, certainly whether by spraying, and they actually have a program. Roslyn has done a great deal of research on this, where, of course, if you go into the scientific literature, you will find that they actually are working actively change the atmosphere. And the whole idea is, we're going to produce a greenhouse effect, and that's going to, of course, prevent global warming. Actually, of course, the greenhouse effect increases global warming. That's what greenhouses do. But there are people out there who have a entirely different view. They believe there are too many people in the world. It's altering the structure of our air and our soil because they know this will dramatically reduce the number of people in the world. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we're just talking about the fact that there is an active program to alter the structure of our environment. And when I first heard about the whole idea that there were chemtrails, that they were actually doing spraying, I initially was rather skeptical about this. But I certainly reading about it and then talking to people, they say in the military, and Chris, I many times will go to various parts of the country, I will speak to audiences. And on three separate occasions, people have gotten up in the audience and said, well, they were in the military. I think a couple of them were in the Air Force, and one of them was in the Navy or Army. And each one of them gave the same story. They were aware of the chemtrails, that actually had contacted their superior officers and said, what are the chemtrails? Is this sort of a government program? And in each instance, the commanding officer said, well, I don't know, but I will check on it. And they'd come back and told the military personnel, this is part of a secret government program. aimed at spraying you with a vaccine to protect you from some disease. They never would mention what the disease was. And I don't believe for 1 minute that that is true. But I believe it is a cover story that is being put out. It's being put out in the, across America. The government is certainly not telling the military personnel the truth. So I think that what we're going to have to do certainly is... we have the wrong number, something answering, no change. So basically, I don't know, we may just have to talk here and try to get you educated about what this is really all about. But it's a tragic situation when the government can contaminate our air. They can contaminate our water. And of course, we know what they're spraying because these things have been analyzed. And I've actually had the opportunity to actually see what they're spraying, to see the deposits there that are on the trees. Some years ago, one of the men, young men who worked for us, it was a day they were doing a very heavy spraying, and suddenly his trees where he lived were just covered with this gelatinous material. He brought some of it up. It's sort of like a mucusy-like material. And obviously they were putting out too much in one area. And basically it was almost like a gel they're putting out there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking about something, what goes on as far as the spraying is concerned. And they are doing spraying today, and it's not imaginary, it's real. And Sydney, people have gotten pictures of this. Some of the people who've been involved in the spraying have come forward. Most of them are afraid to talk about this, but there actually are articles in the scientific literature that admit that they are spraying, that they put up these canopies over certain parts of the United States, over Europe, Africa. They're spraying all throughout the world. Now, basically, you have to separate contrails from chemtrails. And certainly, as far as the chemtrails are concerned, why, of course, these are produced by the jet engines. However, they change the substance of the jet fuels. And there's substances in the fuels that will actually cause the creation of clouds. And so you can actually see these. It used to be that if you had a contrail, a condensation trail from a jet engine, why, it would simply dissipate over a matter of a few minutes and would go away. But if you watch the contrails now, so often they will just remain in the sky, and then they'll gradually spread out, and they'll pretty soon, while the sky is covered with a haze. And this, of course, is a far, far different than a contrail. And basically, a number of pictures, you can see them up on the internet, where, of course, there are nozzles on these planes where they're actively spraying substances. And these, of course, are not regular commercial planes. These are special CIA planes. Some of them belong to CIA. The CIA has its own air force. It actually uses these planes for spraying. And this is part of a program to alter our atmosphere. But in the process, they're putting aluminum, they're putting barium, they're sometimes putting tungsten out into the atmosphere. And basically what has happened is it has altered the structure of the air. It has altered the structure of the soil. It has altered the structure of trees and bark, and they've actually been able to measure this, and the amount of aluminum in the soil has dramatically increased over the last few years. The amount of aluminum certainly in the bark of trees, both regular trees and palm trees over in Hawaii, where they do a great deal of spraying, has actually increased. They've actually gone out and they've biopsied the skin of a whale, and I believe it was about a 2,000 increase in the level of aluminum in the skins of whales. Why? Because they're poisoning the The oceans, they know exactly what they're doing. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, we do not have a regular call screen this evening, but if you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if nobody picks up the phone initially, why don't just hang on there. We'll get you as soon as we can. But do you really believe that these things are going on? I not only believe it, I'm certain they're going on, Sydney. We had Rosalyn Peterson come down, and Rosalyn actually was the speaker at our last conference. One of the speakers gave a wonderful, wonderful talk going into the background of the geoengineering that is taking place today. And they call it geoengineering because we are engineering the atmosphere. Now, if you have any thoughts or questions, the number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and I would like to talk to you if you have any questions or comments on this. But where do they get off doing this sort of thing? Basically, you have to understand that we have an invisible government. It's made up of very evil people, and many of them really want to destroy the environment and kill off billions of people. Suddenly, there's a gentleman named Dr. Eric Pianka, and he's a professor at the University of Texas. He's openly talked about the necessity of killing 90% of the population of the world. Sam Keen, Professor Sam Keen, he was actually speaking at the Gorbachev conference in I think it was in 2005, and basically, of course, there are recordings of this where he talks about the necessity of eliminating 90% of the world's population. I've been to Elberton, Georgia. I've stood in the shadows of the Georgia Guidestones erected by the Secret Society. And, of course, nobody knows what the Secret Society is, although I'm firmly convinced it's the Rosicrucians, which is an ancient satanic organization. It has temples in several areas. It has a temple over in San Jose. You can go there. They're not going to tell you that they're satanic. They're not going to tell you that they worship Lucifer. They're not going to tell you they want to kill off most of the people in the world. But if you read the inscriptions on the Georgia Guidestones, point number one is maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Well, of course, basically, of course, today there are over 7 billion people in the world, and if they get the population down to 500 million, well, there's going to be an awful lot of dead people throughout the world. Let's go to Ted, who's calling us right now from Moses Lake up in Washington. Again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, Dr. Stan. I just want to thank you for an excellent, excellent radio show, as always. And I wanted to share a little experience that my friends and I had with some chemtrails back in September of 2009 out here.
All right, tell us about it.
Well, we get an average of 352 days of sunshine annually, so we can usually see pretty clear up in the heavens. I'll never forget, I was standing outside of my office in downtown Moses Lake back in September of 2009, about mid-September, beautiful day, when a friend of mine pointed up on the, I was out paying some bills and was walking along the street, and he said, oh, look at that plane out there. And it was a white C-47, no markings on it, no insignias, nothing. I mean, normally when you see planes in the United States, they have at least a number written on the side. There was nothing on this plane at all. And it was unusual because we noticed it going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth over the city and over the lake here, spraying these contrails. And I think my friend took a picture of it, and then he went off to our local state representative, Judy Warnick. And the staff there, I hate to say this, but they were absolutely no help at all. And Ms. Warnick has since shown had not any interest at all in chemtrails. So we're pretty much on our own out here. The thing that I noticed is that both him, his wife, and myself and our friends, well, got sick. And as a result of that spraying, I think I got sick for a good year and a half. I had like a bronchial infection. Finally got rid of it. I'm okay now. I haven't seen the plane back since. But next time, I'll plan to take some pictures and I can send them to you.
Well, I hope you do, but basically this is the pattern. You see, basically, planes ordinarily fly from point A to point B. These planes don't go from A to B. They go from point A to B, then back to A, then back to B, and they actually will fly a checkered pattern across the sky. These, of course, are ordinarily either CIA or they belong to one of the other government agencies, and they're actively involved in spraying and geoengineering the atmosphere and putting up this haze in the sky. And, Chris, they know very well that the aluminum, the barium, and the titanium that they have there are harmful to the population. But the last thing they want, of course, is the American people to know that there really are people in positions of great power who want to kill off the majority of the population. Ted Turner was here in Northern California within the last 6 months giving a talk, and one of my friends attended the talk. And he openly talked about the necessity of killing off 95% of the population of the world. Now, of course, he's talking about you and your children, not him. And I think he's got five children. He's going to look after himself and his children, but he's going to do everything he can. He's the largest landowner in America. He's a man who is very, very sick, unfortunately. He has an entirely different worldview. He believes he is superior to the rest of us, and this is the attitude of so many of these people. And they're destroying our food, and they're destroying our water, not only with the chemicals that precipitate out from the chemtrails, but with the water fluoridation that they're using. And, of course, when they you get municipal water, why, of course, they have to clear this water because so it'll look nice. So what do? They put aluminum in it. Aluminum is a deadly poison. Why would you add aluminum to the drinking water in the cities? Why would you add fluoride when you know, of course, it destroys fertility and it lowers the intelligence? And long-term studies have shown it lowers intelligence. It disrupts the endocrine system. It certainly produces osteoporosis in women. It alters the mind. It produces cancer. They know all of these things. They just don't want the public to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. A regularly scheduled guest for this hour, Roslyn Peterson. I don't know what happened to her. We can't get through to her. So give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so if you don't call, you're going to have to hear a monologue. Ted's calling from Moses Lake. Ted, you've never seen them doing any more spraying after that?
I haven't seen any more spraying, but the important point, not only is this stuff killing us off here, but politically we're pretty much left on our own. You know, the representatives, which we pay with our hard-earned tax dollars to represent us, in the state capital of Olympia, and this goes for Senators Cantwell and Senator Patty Murray too, on the federal level, they don't seem to care. I mean, my friends.
Hold that thought. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay, thanks.
No, Ted, you go right ahead. You're just saying our representative.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But Ted from Moses Lake was talking. You said you took a tour to analyze the Soviet legal system?
Yeah, it was an interesting thing back in 1983, and I'll never forget meeting a group of schoolgirls. They must have been teenagers, maybe 15, 16, 17, nice kids. Outside their middle school in Kiev in the Ukraine. And I told them some of the things which, of course, I had heard on the media, atrocities in the old Soviet Union under Stalin. And these girls, the media in the old Soviet Union was so tightly controlled, they couldn't believe that their government could do anything wrong. Well, it's the sort of thing, same situation dealing with some of our state representatives and federal representatives here in Washington State, because you tell them about chemtrails, contrails, and they act like you're nuts. Like the government couldn't do possibly anything wrong, and they tend to bury their heads in the sand. But again, your program is so valuable because it heightens people's awareness and, you know, helps them understand what's going on.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting phenomenon that we're seeing today as far as Congressman Ron Paul's candidacy, because the one group who seem to be most enthusiastic are the young people. And they haven't, of course, they haven't been as thoroughly indoctrinated as the older people have. Certainly, I graduated from college, and, you know, when I first got out of college, I really thought I was awfully smart. And it took me a long time to realize that most of what I'd actually learned in college wasn't true. Basically, some of the older people have very fixed ideas. When you try to tell them something, you are challenging the very essence of who they are, because what we believe is who we are. And when you begin pointing out to them the media is controlled, it's an invisible government, there's a small group of people who control both political parties and the military and the banking industry and the corporations and the educational system and certain the great tax exempt foundations, and they've infiltrated our religious organizations, certainly our conservative and our liberal organizations and most Christian organizations have been taken over. When you tell them that, they look at you as if you got to be crazy. But the tragedy is, it's true. Hey, well, look, I'll let you go, but thanks very much for calling, Dad. But basically, there's very little difference between the Soviet Union and the United States from that point of view. The media is controlled in the Soviet Union. The media is controlled in the United States. But the most fascinating part of this whole thing is it has been very wealthy people here in the United States who have financed communism since its inception. If you haven't read my treatise on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, Dr. Harold Pease has written a treatise that's very, very similar to mine that's available on the Internet, the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. Well worthwhile reading to understand why the people of the Soviet Union and the United States have so little idea what's really going on in the world today. God bless you. Thanks so much, Ted.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Have a good New Year.
And you too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Adrian, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Adrian. What part of Michigan are you calling from?
Hi, from Michigan.
Oh, what part?
Michigan.
Okay. So what would you like to talk about, Adrian? And once again, let me just put our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you go right ahead.
Yes, I want to know, do you think the government will be able to track us through our Social Security numbers?
Oh, absolutely. They track us from all sorts of means.
Well, you know, that New World Order. You think that our Social Security numbers will be the easiest way for them to track us?
Well, but basically, let me tell you that everybody in this country has a number. You not only have a Social Security number, you have a telephone number, and a lot of people are tracked by their telephone number. You have an address. They can track you by all of these things. Furthermore, they have their cameras out, and those cameras are certainly on street corners across America. Everybody would have a charge card, a Visa card, Discover card. And, of course, they can track everything you buy, and there is a permanent record of everything you buy. Let me just give our telephone number out again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Adrian, you know that they have all sorts of dossiers on you. The CIA has one. The FBI has one. The Office of Homeland Security has one. DARPA, that's the Defense Authorization Organization, has one. I've seen my FBI file, page after page after page, blacked out in the name of national security. We'll be back in just a minute with Adrian, but give us a call. Through the prairie, through the ocean.
be late.
No. Fly with God bless America. My home.
Night, Pop. Night, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and some Adrian had called in and asked if they could really track us through our Social Security numbers, and, well, the Social Security number is certainly the minimal thing you have to worry about today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How are they tracking the American people today? Well, everybody has a number. You have a Social Security number. You're given it to you when you are born today. And it never used to be that way. It used to be you got one when you went to work. But today, they give you a Social Security number when you're born. You have a telephone number or a cell phone number. They can track you through that. They can track you through your address. But they are tracking everyone in America today. In fact, they're tracking everyone throughout the world. They're issuing the identification cards and numbers to all of the 1.2 billion people living in India. They are certainly have already issued identification cards to the 1.3 billion people living in China, and I'm sure that they will soon be moving into Africa so that everyone will have a number. But certainly the vast majority of the people in the world already have numbers. So they have a number for everybody. And then, of course, they have their cameras. They're putting their cameras up, and you'll see them. Oh, but we're told this is really, we have to have the cameras up there so we can catch the bad guys. And you watch television. Isn't it wonderful? We can see when people come out of buildings, you go into buildings, and come out of the train station and into the train station, and when the people drive in their cars. Isn't that great to watch the bad guys? No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about watching the bad guys. It's about watching you. And then, of course, everybody has a card. You have a Visa card, a Discover card, the American Express card, and everything you buy is recorded. Everything you may buy with a grocery card. You may have grocery discount card, but there's a record on everything you buy or purchase. And then, of course, they're keeping dossiers on everybody. The FBI has dossiers. The CIA has dossiers, DARPA has dossiers, the Office of Homeland Security, DePaul D'Antonio has dossiers, and all of the dossiers are then put together by the Fusion Centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. The Fusion Centers, there used to be only two or three of them. Now there are dozens of them across America, but please don't take what I say as gospel. Go up on the internet and go to your search engine and type in Fusion Center. And then, of course, there's also Jesse Ventura. You can put down YouTube, Jesse Ventura, Fusion Centers, and they had some of their programs going into these places where they take the dossiers. And they compile them so they'll have the FBI, the CIA, the DARPA, the Office of Homeland Security dossiers. They can put them all together into one file on you. And then, of course, everything you say, Everything you say on the telephone is recorded by Project Echelon. E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Go to the internet and check out E-C-H-E-L-O-N. This has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing this long before the terrorists. Every email, every fax, it's all permanent recorded. Project Echelon here in the United States, why the British intelligence agencies monitor American citizens. And that way, of course, the people from NSA, the National Security Administration, can go before Congress and say, it is not true, we do not monitor American citizens at all. They don't tell you that the NSA monitors everybody in England and in Europe, and of course the British intelligence, MI5 or MI6, monitors everybody in the United States. So they have all their cover stories and their lies, but they are lies. And then they have the GPS monitor, and that's so they can track your car, they can track you, they can track your home. Last year we had the census, and when the census worker came to your home, they had the GPS with them, and they clicked it so that their permanent record is kept exactly where your home is, so that the drones can keep an eye on it. And perhaps, you may get out of line, and they'll simply use that drone to wipe out your home like they're doing over in Afghanistan and Iraq today. But you're not concerned that they're killing people over there, innocent women and children. Would you be concerned when they start killing innocent women and children here, because they really intend to? We're dealing with organized evil. And then, of course, we can go down the list of all the other things that they're doing to monitor and control the American people. You may have a GPS unit in your car. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, you can find exactly where you're going, but remember, they can use it to track you 24 hours a day. There really is a system of monitoring and controlling people. Why are they doing that? Because the people in charge, the Brotherhood of Darkness, want a dictatorship. And what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Only a small number of people, but they're powerful, they're wealthy, beyond your wildest dreams. And they have a dream. They're using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, which is why we have military bases in 800 to 900 nations throughout the world, and troops stationed in 130 nations. They're not there, you know, to defend America. They're part of the American empire, and so they can crush any world leader who doesn't want to go along. Well, we've got a genie calling from Burbank, Washington. Hi, genie, how you doing?
Oh, good. Dr. Stan, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Let me just get our telephone number out one more time, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and what would you like to talk about?
Well, I just got a quick question. I do believe in the rapture and Jesus coming back and being in the end times and all. But my question tonight for you is do you in your opinion, do you believe that us Christians are going to see all this stuff come into play? Because I mean, it's obvious, you know, the Antichrist spirit and just what's going on with our government and just with everything around the world. You just watch the world news and you can just see it everywhere. My question to you is, do you believe the Christians, the church, is going to see the Antichrist, or how much are we going to have to go through this before the mark is going to be placed?
Gene, there are all sorts of views on this. There's a pre-tribulation rapture, there's a mid-tribulation rapture, there's a post-tribulation rapture. All that we know is someday Christ is going to come back. But basically, I sincerely believe that the church is going to go through hell, and a lot of people are going to lose their faith because they've been so convinced that this is almost like an article of faith. You, or as a Christian, don't have to worry. Nothing bad's ever going to happen to you. God loves everybody. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, though, an awful lot of people are going to be very surprised when this thing comes down, and you find out, of course, that you're not going to be saved at all. You may think you're going to be saved, but I think, remember what it says in the Bible, you know, broad is the way, you know, that most people are going to follow, but very narrow is the way to eternal life. I believe that Christians are going to see terrible, terrible suffering. But I think this is going to be utilized to draw people back to the Lord. I think this is the only way that if God is just, he's going to have to bring suffering on the church. Anything else?
No, that's everything. In fact, the Bible does say even the very elect, you know, will fall. So that just answers my question. Well, thank you very much.
But you have a personal relationship with our Lord?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, that's the important thing. And just to draw close to him, read the scriptures, and try to get to other people as many as you can. That's why what we really do is try to utilize all the descriptions of what's going on, hoping to point people to the Lord. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Let's go to Ron, who's calling from Washington. Once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. And hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to give you some observations that I have as I do a lot of bilingual teaching.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, I was at one school, and they had a Veterans Day ceremony. I was teaching a bilingual class, and when the girls, one of the kids coming back from the ceremony, were singing George M. Cohan songs. It's a grand old flag and such. I talked Spanish to one of the students in the class, a third grader, and she said, "I don't speak Spanish." Well, I knew she did, but she just won't.
Good
she
for her.
Wants to be in America.
I mean, basically, she's an American. We should discourage the children speaking in a foreign tongue. What we need is for to be united by a common language. This is what draws a nation together. Good for her.
Well, and that's what I told the kids. I said, "You have to learn English. Not only are you going to be tested in English, and this is an English-speaking nation. If you go overseas, like Europe, Africa, and Asia, many of the educated people there will speak English. And also, if you go back to your parents' country where they speak Spanish, all your friends are going to want you to teach them English. So I said, you have to learn. You have to learn English while you're here." Also, they have some dual language class. And there's one gal they speak Spanish at home, and she said, "I don't want to speak Spanish here in school." Said, "I want to speak English here." So I speak Spanish at home. I don't want to speak Spanish at school.
Well, these kids are a lot smarter than a lot of our professional educators, but you have to understand, Ron, that there really are people who hate America. They want a multicultural a nation. They want a multilingual nation. They want us divided. They want to turn American against Americans. And those people who come from other countries to this country, if they want to be Americans, they've got to learn our languages and our cultures. It sounds like that some of these kids are a lot smarter than a lot of the educators.
I'll tell you, some of these efforts by these people to balkanize us are not working. And that's good to see. Also, I was at one school, and during recess, one little boy, he spent his recess reading his Bible. He had a Bible with him.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Isn't that great? Yeah, I didn't do that when I was a kid in elementary school.
Well, basically, there are a lot of young people today have an entirely different outlook. And if there's any hope for America, it's going to be a lot of these young people. They're the ones who are rallying behind Ron Paul. A lot of the older people, they're just so fixed in their ways, and they're so readily influenced by the media. They all want to go to war with Iran, or they want to go to war with the Muslim world. They honestly believe there's a war on terrorism, and we're going to defend ourselves by going over and killing a lot more Muslims over there, and the Muslims are terrible. And they forgot that they got us into a war with Iraq by lying to us. They got us into a war with Afghanistan by lying to us right now. There's a 500,000 men that we finance over there. There are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why do we have half of those people over there Afghanistan today with only 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Why we're preparing for another war. But we can't let the American people know that our leaders want to go from war to war to war.
I intend to let our people know that, however. And I've told my daughter, and I said, I want you to make sure that you attend the Republican caucuses. That's how they pick the... That's how they will pick the nominee here in Washington State. We don't have a primary.
Okay,
I said,
well,
make sure you go to the Republican caucus and you vote for Ron Paul and get all your friends to do the same thing.
Okay, fine. Good for you. But I will tell you, this is exciting, the things that are happening. I'm fascinated to see what happens in South Carolina. I'm afraid that a lot of the Christians there will be swept up by the Christian leaders to tell us that why we've got to go to war to protect Israel. The best thing we could do is stop financing Israel and let Israel look after itself. They'll do a lot better job looking after themselves than we will do, because our leaders have no real loyalty to Israel. In fact, there are a lot of them who are simply the labor Zionists. They're part of the Sabbatean Jewish movement, and their real goal is to destroy Israel. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, I went to the school board meeting,
right,
and they want to reinstitute some federal sex ed stuff, which is just to try and persuade our children to become degenerates.
Right.
And I said, I don't want you to do that. I want you to look after for the health and safety, actually the sanity of our kids.
Right.
And I said, I don't want you to turn our schools into pagan temples.
What sort of response did you get?
Just silence.
God, you keep up the good work, Ron. Thanks for everything you do up there. I know who you are, and I appreciate your good work. God bless, and thanks so much. And let's go to Jeff, who's calling from Lansing, Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I was up late, and I just heard you talking, and thought I'd call in and just get your take on something.
Okay.
You talked a few minutes ago, and you were talking about how everything is culminating in a world government, and I believe that. And we know from the Bible that the throne is going to culminate in Israel with the Antichrist, of course, and it's going to be a combination of political, religious, and economic power, all concentrated right there at the throne in Israel. And I just looked at, you know, what you said, how we have military bases all over the world. We're also allied, and since we're talking about a religious, political, economic kingdom, basically, we're allied with Saudi Arabia, which is the seat of Islam, okay, in the world. It's the founding place of Islam. We're allied with Israel, which is the founding place of both Christianity and Judaism. We are basically a military power who also have close alliances with the two main centers of religion in the world, and we've got bases all over the world. And I just wondered what your take is. How do you see things going toward that throne in Israel?
Well, basically, of course, I believe God has a plan. I believe, of course, our leaders have a plan. I believe what energizes our leaders is a worship of Lucifer. I believe that, of course, there are people who are Sabbateans. Do you know anything about Sabbati or the Frankish Jewish movement? It has nothing to do with the regular Jewish movement. These are Jews who hate Jews. And Sabbati, the 1600s, was a Jewish person who converted to the Muslim faith, and his followers hate Judaism today. And they're working at the highest levels of our government and of Israel today. We'll be back in just a moment here. But Jeff, you ask what's going to happen. Certainly, I believe that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played on it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States
and you can help us if you're in a position to contribute financially, fine. If you're not in a position to contribute financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Another thing you can do, you can certainly go to our homepage. And if you scroll down the homepage, you get down sort of towards the bottom, you see a little button that says donate. Now, go down below the donate. I'm not asking you for a donation. I'm asking you to go down to the next site, and you'll see it says Radio Liberty Script. Pull it down, and basically it's a script we'd like you to try utilizing on people that you pick out of the telephone book you don't necessarily know. And it starts out by saying, please pray before you utilize this. And then it tells you what to say. Hey, my name is Joe Smith, and I live locally here, but I'm calling on behalf of Radio Liberty. And so have you ever wondered why, because America is changing? Have you ever wondered why they took God and prayer out of our schools? Have you ever wondered what the future holds? Well, certainly, if you want to know what's really going on in the world, you ought to listen to Radio Liberty. And then just, have you listened to our program and did they get a response? Why? Because then you just start telling them how to listen to our program. And if they want to argue with you, don't argue with them. Just thank them very much for listening. If they want more information, they can always call our 800 number. But you might ask them, you know, why have we got 550,000 people over there? We're paying the salaries in Afghanistan with only 55 members of Al-Qaeda. And tell them how they can verify that on the Internet. They have access to the Internet just by typing in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, or Steve Croft, 50 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan. Ask him to check it out. Ask him why we would, the Jews, Israel, would recently release 1,027 Muslims, most of whom are all whom are terrorists, men convicted of being terrorists. Over 400 of them are murderers, have killed people. Some are mass murderers. But they've listed, released 1,027. He said, any terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier? Ask him, does that make sense? Why would they do that? And then ask him about the terrorist training camps in America. There are lots of terrorist training camps here. You can run them down. Just type in Paul Williams. Well, Islamic training camps, we are going to be carrying a number of DVDs where you can actually see these. And we want you to get the information and then, of course, get it to others. But if you just read the script, don't argue with them. If they don't want to talk to you. Try to get them to listen to our programs. Well, they'll start out thinking we're crazy. Before long, they'll be afraid we're not. And hopefully, once they get to listening on a regular basis and be